So let's start with the nutritional side of beef, Becky. Why is beef nutritious, essentially?
So many reasons. And essentially, that's the key word, actually, essential nutrients. So beef is honestly a superfood, and I think it's often overlooked just because of how we see it paired in the restaurant industry, or just that mentality is a burger and fries, or, you know, a greasy, huge ribeye steak, which, don't get me wrong, we all love these options too, but maybe they aren't the most health conscious or don't look nutritious to consumers. So one way we're kind of changing that is featuring more vegetable sides in the type of posts we're putting out there, and showing beef really is a health food because it does have 10 essential nutrients that are required by our body every single day. And, you know, that ranges from vitamin B6 to B12, iron, phosphorus, zinc, protein, so many great nutrients. And it's perfect for building strength and sustaining everyday energy. So whether you're a busy mom at home, someone working on the farm full time, going to your 9-to-5 job, or even in the fitness industry, we can all benefit from more energy every day. Recently, we actually centered around promoting beef for strength to match our national campaign with NCBA. And this has been a super fun project for me, I guess. I'm someone who's really interested in fitness and health and nutrition. And recently, we had the opportunity to partner with Lindsay Baumgren, who is actually a mom herself, to her son Brody, who's 3 and also is expecting one on the way. And she focuses on fitness as a fitness instructor, and also the foodie component with nutritious, easy eats that are family and kid-friendly. So we saw a great opportunity to partner with her. We actually just featured a full workout length called Beef Strong, and we actually go through common, I guess, moves you would typically perform on the farm, but in the format of a full-length 30-minute pyramid workout. And you can find that on our website, mnbeef.org. And that's a super fun challenge and something she rolled out to her huge audience, too. And we got a lot of great feedback from everyone on that it was a challenge. And we also are able to feature myself in the video and Jared Lumen, who is also a Minnesota beef farmer. So it was fun to get a male in there also and show them the strength that's needed on the farm. And then in addition to that, we came out with a 7-day meal plan. So that's full length, a video that was 7 minutes long to go through each of the recipes really quick, show kitchen hacks and ways to make the recipes toddler friendly or, you know, just easier to make. Because a lot of people are intimidated by beef too, which I think is why we see them opting for other programs like, oh, a chicken breast, we know how to prepare that. It's pretty easy, straightforward. When it comes to beef, there's a lot of cuts, which is awesome for the versatility. But I think a lot of consumers, you know, get fearful of how to prepare it. And so working with Lindsay, we were able to provide a grocery shopping list and easy tips and tricks to make dinner in 30 minutes or less with all of these awesome beef recipes that are healthy and nutritious for the whole family.
When we think spring and beef month, we think grilling. And that's really probably one of the most fun ways to prepare beef, isn't it?
Definitely. It's officially grilling season, which we love. Really loving that grilling season's finally here. We've seen some sunshine and just remembering some tips when it comes to grilling. First, start by cleaning off your grill. When it comes to safety, this is really important in case, you know, there's any leftover excess fats from last time you grilled. You want to make sure that you're burning that off to avoid starting a fire. And also just from season to season, cleaning your grill. Also make sure you're cooking beef to 160 degrees. You can use a meat thermometer to make sure that's always the safest route rather than eyeballing it or even cutting it open. That makes it lose its moisture and tenderness. And also then, of course, too, when you're transferring things from inside to outside, use different knives and cutting boards for raw beef and veggies. Just some simple tips like that to ensure a healthy and most delicious eating experience.
And so, Becky, if people want to explore these recipes further, where can they do so?
Great question. So if you head to mnbeef.org or beefitswhatsfordinner.com, we have thousands of different recipes. You can even narrow it down by cut or 30 minutes or less if you're looking for salads or slow cooker options, grilling specific. So there's definitely ways to narrow your search results and find what you're looking for. One thing we've also been pushing lately is the idea of batch cooking with beef. So you know, whether you're a farmer in the field this time of year and just crazy busy, or, you know, you have a family running around with sports every night. We love the idea of, you know, if you're grilling flank steak one night, make double the flank steaks, and then you can use them for fajitas one night, stir fry the next night, and really just keep different meals fresh throughout the week, but have your meat already done in order to cut off, you know, half of that time that it'd take you to grill.
And so bringing our conversation full circle, Becky, anything else that comes to mind when we think beef and celebrating it this month?
Yeah, well, something else that we don't necessarily always think of, besides, you know, the physical benefits of beef and the nutrition we talked about, it's also good for cognitive health. And I think, obviously, that's an issue we see around the country and even within the agricultural community. So besides its protein content, beef is great for emotional health and brain development in infants and toddlers, and also doesn't hurt us adults either. So don't be afraid to give your kiddos that protein-packed snack after school. Allow them to enjoy it. We know emotional health is especially important in kids, and that extra punch of choline is the nutrient in beef. That's something we really appreciate, too.